Our Sunday Masses, we are transitioning from the Easter season into what we describe as ordinary time, simply the period between Easter and the Advent season in November and December. And in this particular time, we have a lot of beautiful celebration. Last week, we celebrated Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles in St. Luke's Gospel. Today we honor and adore our God as a trinity of persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Next week, we celebrate the feast of the body and blood of Christ, we used to call Corpus Christi. And then there is a celebration of the Sacred Heart of Jesus this month. And in 2 weeks' time, we'll celebrate the Feast of the Apostles Peter and Paul, which will come on a Sunday this year. And we have to figure out whether we're going to wear white or red or gold. So it's going to be switching on and off as far as colors as well. But today, Trinity Sunday. And ever since the creation of humankind, people who were able to reflect in their minds said, who is this God that we worship? Who is the God who has put us here, made this everything around us, provided for us? Is God going to take us to himself after our existing here on this earth? And they came up with all kinds of ideas throughout the thousands and thousands of years that we've been on this earth as human beings. Usually they came up with like a sun god or a moon god or an earth god or a river god, all those things that provided life, not knowing that these things were actually part of God's creation as well. They were so far off and so mysterious. So it was through the Jewish peoples that God revealed himself as the creator of all the other divine forces and divine objects that the rest of the world, humanity, was adoring and paying homage to. And of course, then God revealed himself once again in the person of Jesus Christ as the Son of God and giving us his Holy Spirit. That was quite a revelation that we all enjoy and have inherited and are privileged to use in our relationship with God and divinity. God is not a thing, not simply a power or an invisible force controlling everything. He's not an idea that somebody made up in their minds and wrote all about. But God is someone, or maybe better put, he is a multitude of someones. And how many someones is God? Test question. One, two, three, four. So I heard a three over here. Sold. Three persons. And three persons who relate to one another as people. As persons, we are meeting others. They meet us. We give to them. They give to us. And in that giving of ourselves and caring for others and responding to others as they relate to us, we do that in the spirit of love. That's what human beings are created to do. And this is the definition of who God is. The letter of St. John says, God is love. Three simple words. Shortest definition of who God is. God is love. And of course, he goes on, whoever lives in love lives in God, as he goes through that letter of John. Love is a flowing out of ourselves outward. The opposite of love is keeping to oneself. Selfishness is self, self, self. Opposite of flowing out. Love is also a receiving others into our lives, receiving their gift to us in humility. So we need to give to others and to receive from others. And of course, this is happening all over the place. The sacrament of marriage, family life, as much as we are able to do for others in neighborhoods. What we do for one another right here in church as the body of Christ. God loves the Son, second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, as we know him as Christ Jesus, made flesh, loves his Father perfectly. And when we're in union with Christ Jesus, we love the Father. And the spirit of love, of course, is the Holy Spirit. That's enough metaphors, etc. Two things. The first result of God's love is his creation. God says, I can't just be myself. I have to create. And that creation of the whole universe and the complexity of the universe, all the elements working together, always evolving, and that balancing of cosmic forces, I can't even begin to make it up, of electrical energy and gases and ions floating around in the universe, forming into forces of light and of heat and of energy, sometimes forming atoms. I don't understand it, and not even the scientists understand it. But there's one part of creation that is the pinnacle of God's creation. And you know who that is? All of us, plus the angels. We are the pinnacle of creation because we can appreciate this universe and what God has done and his love. A tree out there doesn't tell God, oh, I think I'm going to love you in return. Just does its job of being a tree, which is good enough, but we can reflect on that, and we can actually choose to appreciate that or not. We can choose to love God in return or not. The rest of nature does not do that, just us and the angels. So what a beautiful gift that we have. And to be able to thank God for who we are and who he is, and to say that thank you, as we do at every Mass. Thank you, Lord, not only for the gift of creation, but for your recreation and your graces and your gifts to be able to respond and to love God and to love one another. We do this by saying so with words and song and by our thoughts, but also we do this by following God's plan for us, loving God and loving neighbor.